We're visiting with OP coach Chris Schmidt here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you go to Jayhawk Lynn last week and win 49-0. You beat a previously unbeaten Jayhawk Lynn team. Blake Redeker had an impact. Just a lot, continuing to play some good football. Ethan Redeker had a touchdown as well, but your guys just continue to find a way to win, and especially with that challenging non-con you guys had in the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, you know, I think, Dylan, that again, that really helped set us up, you know, down the stretch. We learned what we had to get better at. We made some adjustments. I think the kids, you know, the kids right away, you know, realized, hey, we got to get better in these in these areas, and we keep improving, and that's good. You know, our goal is always to get better every week, and I think this group has done that for the most part. And again, I thought we went to Jayhawk last Friday and really come out and really played some good football early on.
Do you feel like the Osage game gave you guys a good test, because then it became district play time?
Yeah, you know, Osage, obviously, that was week three, and, you know, they're proving that they're a pretty good, darn good team. It was good for our kids to still find some areas to improve after that game, but to win it. You know, the first two, we weren't able to win the ball game, but to beat a very good non-league team or non-conference team, however you want to put it, and to win the ball game, you know, I really think gave our kids some confidence, and it made them think, hey, we are making progress. You know, it shows, because we're winning and we won this ball game. So, that was a good set getting us forward into district play.
And you guys won the district championship last week as well. So just a first championship won by this group.
Yeah, we talked about going into the game. You know, you don't have that opportunity to win championships very often. But when you got an opportunity, take advantage of it. And in this case, this was the first championship this group. You know, we don't play a league, so we don't have that opportunity. So it really comes down to districts for us. And, you know, I think they took that challenge on and took Jayhawk Lynn out of what they wanted to do and really played a real good ball game.
We're visiting with OP coach Chris Schmidt here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you have Central Heights tonight at home. Does it feel good to be playing at home, because you haven't had a home game since the 23rd of September, and that's been about a month? But so it must feel good to have some home cooking tonight.
Yeah, it's always fun to be home in front of your community and your people. And like you said, we've been on the road, and you know, this week's been a kind of a weird week. You start the week off in the 20s, and you know, early in the morning, and Monday, Tuesday practice was, you know, the change from 80 to 40 makes it seem like it's a lot colder. So the kids, you know, they're like, holy cow. And then we're like looking at the forecast like, hey, it's going to be 85 degrees on Friday, you know, like it's the second week of the season. So kids have adjusted to that. And, you know, I think they've had a good week in preparation. And Central Heights is, you know, they're about 500 on the year. They've had some good games, and then they've had some games where I think they've struggled a little bit. But you know, they got some good quality kids, and we know we're going to have to show up and do what we have to do to win a ball game.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight against Central Heights, and looking forward to chatting with you again next week.
Sounds good, Dylan. We always appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That's OP Coach Chris Schmidt joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank, Rich Door Company, and Mel's Tire on KVOE, live and local.